It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. This morning, Dr. Husing will continue his conversations of the past few weeks about the economic advantages that individual sub-areas of the Inland Empire have that help our region as a whole continue to experience job growth. Dr. Husing says there are 12 zones in Riverside and San Bernardino County. In past segments, he's talked about what he calls the Western Edge, the zone that includes Corona, Norco, and Eastvale. Last week, Dr. Husing talked about the economic advantages that the area's biggest city, Riverside, has in the Inland Empire as competing against the coastal economies. And we also talked about the South I-215 corridor, which includes Moreno Valley, Paris, Hemet, San Jacinto, and Menifee. This morning, I asked Dr. Husing to talk specifically about Riverside County's second biggest city. Talk just a bit about Moreno Valley. A lot of people in and around that city have been doing a lot of hand-wringing lately because it's been growing so fast. 5 years ago, it was maybe a third the size it is now. It is now almost 150,000 people, if not more.
It's almost 200,000.
Wow, and that makes it the second largest city in Riverside County. There must be, if not now, some advantages that it can have in that status in the future.
Well, when you have a city of that size and growing rapidly, one of the things that goes with that is the need for population-serving types of operations to open. Population-serving is anything from different types of retail, restaurants, those sorts of things. Also, consumer services all go along with a rapidly growing population. They also have a base of medical facilities. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that that's the actual location of Riverside County Medical Center is in Moreno Valley. Its problem as a city to date has been not having a base of the kind of jobs that the population that has grown up there needs, because over 50% of the population is high school or less. That is why I've been so strongly supportive of the 40 million square feet World Logistics Center, because it matches pretty well with a population that right now has to commute to be able to work. And so that's a major shift that I think is going to be occurring in Moreno Valley.
In coming segments, Dr. Husing is going to talk about the economic advantages in southwest Riverside County, including Temecula, Murrieta, and towns down there. Also, he'll talk about the economic advantages of the Pass area, Banning, Beaumont, Cabazon. He'll talk a bit about the Coachella Valley before he moves to the 6 economic zones in San Bernardino County. All of that coming in coming weeks. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature at 91.9 KVCR.